Well, next Wednesday, hopefully things clear up, because you're all going to want to head on down to Lorain County Community College to check out Rockapella. Boy, a group that is extraordinarily talented. They've done a wide variety of different projects, and we head to the hotline right now to bring in our very next guest, who is a part of Rockapella, Jeff Thatcher, joining us right now. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Hey, everybody. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, for those who haven't seen you guys in person, tell us about Rockapella and what you guys will bring to the table at Lorain County Community College next week.
Well, I'm sure many of your listeners know how much a cappella is a thing now. And way back in the early 90s, Rockapella got their start on a show called Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego on PBS. And a lot of the kids that watch that show now are parents themselves. And the kids that they have are in a cappella groups in college and in high school. So Rockapella's been around since then and touring the world and dozens of albums and TV and commercials. And so at the show, we do a mix of covers and originals, and it's five guys on stage. One guy is the beatboxer, that's me. There's a very, very tall and low bass singer who's incredible. And then there are three guys on top. And that is the show. It's fully amplified. And there's something for everybody in that show.
So you mentioned you're the one doing the beatboxing, and I know you've been with the group going all the way back to the early 90s. How has the group evolved, and how has it grown?
You know, back then, it was a children's television game show, so it was a little bit of a pigeonholing of Rockapella. We had a career abroad making albums for adults. And we had started as an adult act, and then we were on this kids show, which we were grateful for. But what's changed is we go from that presence as a kids, so-called kids act, to touring the country as an adult act. And, of course, everybody's aging along with us. So really what's changed is a couple faces, but the vibe and the original style, which is something that a lot of groups emulate these days, has remained the same. The quality is kept up. And when people retire, you know, you get to do an upgrade or a cross grade, let's say. So it's always a positive evolution.
An upgrade or a cross grade. I'm going to use that, man.
I
feel like I should have been using that for many years now, but I'm going to use that from here on out. You mentioned you do beatboxing, and I'm curious because that's a skill a lot of people think they have, then they try and do it, and they realize they shouldn't be doing it. When did you realize that you could do that and do it very well?
Well, I was definitely in my 20s when I joined, my low 20s, and the first time it hit me what was really going to happen was really the first couple shows, because you have to do it in a full show. You have to do it for 2 hours, or maybe an hour and 45 minutes. So that's where people really get separated from amateurs. If you can, it's like being a professional trumpet player in an orchestra. That's the way I like to describe it. You've got those muscles and you've got that musicality going at the same time, and it's really as much energy as a singer.
Jeff, you've mentioned a couple times already, you guys were the guys on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, a show I enjoyed as a child, and I loved watching you guys on there, but obviously a cappella has grown, and I'd have to believe that's a big part of the reason why, as kids watching that growing up who were into music thought this is something pretty special. What's it like being a part of that growth of it and being able to continue and use what you guys did on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego in the way you do now?
It's really a pleasure because, you know, there's a lot of kids who watched it who are now choral teachers or voice teachers or music teachers, and they are, this is a negative word, but I like to use it in a positive way, they're indoctrinating their students into Rockapella. So it's a little bit surreal to see the choir teacher say, oh yeah, I play your music all the time in my classroom. I watched you after school every day. You know, it was 5 days a week, so it really got into people's living rooms along with the commercials that followed up.
You guys also do contemporary revisions of sparkling Motown. What kinds of Motown do you guys perform exactly at these shows?
Oh my gosh, we have a lot of Motown. You know, Motown is around, a lot of Motown has that core quartet, sometimes quintet, so it lends itself immediately to a cappella. And of course, we don't like to leave anything alone. We don't like to do a copy of famous songs. A lot of groups, respectfully, I have to say, a lot of them like to copy. They just like to do a Xerox copy. That is not rock a cappella. We like to update it. We like to bring some freshness to it. It's not you know, a straight-up cover band. But we do all kinds of things. Blame It on the Boogie, My Sharia Moore Used to Be My Girl. A lot of that kind of Temptations vibe comes out, not only in those songs, but in the other songs we do, there's a little bit of that flavor. And, you know, the art of it is those backup vocals, because you've got bass, drums, and lead like a band, but those two other vocals, what do you do with it? That's really the art of it, and I think that's where we've managed to really stand out and keep it interesting, that arranging style.
Jeff Thatcher is part of Rock Cappella. They are performing next Wednesday, May 8th, at Lorain County Community College. Jeff, kind enough to join us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, people in the office here, sometimes they hate me because I memorize commercials and jingles, and I can memorize things from 25, 30 years ago. But you know what? You guys, I guess, are partially to blame for that, because Rock Cappella has done the vocals for many commercials and jingles over the years. Which ones really kind of stand out to you with all these experiences working with some gigantic companies over the years who have really kind of performed these songs that have stuck in the minds of, well, I can't say everyone, but many anyways?
Oh, yeah. My favorite, obviously, it's always nice to have a hit. So our hit in that department is the Folgers Best Part of Waking Up is Folgers in Your Cup. We did that as part of a national campaign, and it was the most popular one of that campaign, and we followed it up with a Christmas one and everything. So Folgers Coffee is number one. My second choice is Mounds Almond Joy radio ads. Those are a blast because you get to make all kinds of weird variety of sounds and vibes. They had three editions of that on the radio. So it's been a lot of fun.
So do you guys write that too, or do you just perform that? How does that work?
You know, in that world, the producer of an ad comes with a concept and obviously with lyrics that have been tooled to match that concept. And then Rock Cappella comes in and has to say, okay, this is great. Let's do this with this. And we might have to move this over here. And here's the beat. So it becomes a collaboration with the producer of choice or the company.
Do you guys get to improvise with that at all, or do you have to kind of stick to the script?
You know, generally speaking, once you've got the vibe down, it's very structured because, you know, it's all to time, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 60 seconds. The one where I can remember some improvisation was Mounds Almond Joy, because we had to come up with three versions, like a jazz, a sort of Caribbean one, and a weird one. So that was a chance to be kind of crazy with it. But, you know, anything goes with commercials nowadays. And we didn't really know what to expect when you walk in the door. All they know is they're getting this quintet and this vibe and this sound and this reputation. And so when you walk in the door, you bring that to whatever they've got going on.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. See, I'm going to remember that the rest of the day now. That you, when you get up in the morning, you hear that one song, and it's with you the rest of the day until you go to sleep. I'm going to have that jingle in the back of my mind, and Matt's going to want to drop kick me out of the studio because I'm probably going to sing that from now until 6:35 when we jump
off
the air.
That song lived before us. It'll live long after us. It's a credit to good songwriting. You know, there's no excuse for bad writing. You got to write it. You got to have hooks, and you got to hang something interesting off the hook. Well, I think that's what you guys are going to hear on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly a big part of it, no question about it. And, you know, USA Today states that the best musical instrument of all is the human voice. Jeff, give us an idea as to how you guys really kind of bring that to life during your shows.
I like to say that there's nothing between us and the audience. So if you go see a concert with a band, you may have a fantastic time, but you may not play the guitar. You may not know what's going on with that keyboard. The singer might be a little distant, but with a group like Rock Cappella, you go and you immediately get it. You taste that flavor of the voices. You get it right away, and you look at it, and it's just them and microphones. So I like to say that it's like we're in our living room, but we're facing out toward the audience. It's that comfortable. So when you see a Rock Cappella show, we're having a good time, which makes you have a good time. And it's really that simple.
Well, and I imagine there's a lot of audience kind of interaction, maybe not necessarily singing along with you guys, but I'm sure you can see the lipping and people kind of swaying around in their seats and standing up while you're out there, can't you?
Oh, yes, and we're not shy either. We talk and hang out with the audience. We'll bring up one or two people as well, although I won't say when because that is better to be surprised. But there's a lot of that interaction going on.
All right, so folks should be prepared when they come by and see you guys on May 8th?
That's right. You're going to leave with a big smile on your face. That's all I have to say.
Nice.
Audience participation is part of the deal when you go to a show like this, so it should be a blast, should be a lot of fun. Jeff, this was a blast for us. This was certainly a lot of fun for us to catch up and talk to you about the show next Wednesday, May 8th. Should be a ton of fun for all those that attend. We appreciate the time. Safe travels. We look forward to seeing you up here next week.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Again, Jeff Thatcher with Rockapella. They're performing 1 week from today at Lorain County Community College.